During some of the darkest days of World War II, Winston Churchill addressed the coal miners of England, and he spoke to them in hopes to encourage them, embolden them. He wanted them to know that while they weren't recognized as heroes by many, they were in fact essential for the war effort. But this is what he says to them. He said to the miners, "I want you to picture in your minds a victory parade in Piccadilly Circus after the war, a great parade of triumph. And when we celebrate this parade, first will come the sailors who have kept the vital sea lanes open. Then will come the soldiers who have come home from Dunkirk and then gone on to defeat Rommel in Africa. Then will come the pilots who have driven the Germans from the sky. But last of all," he says, "will come a long line of sweat-stained, soot-streaked men in miners' caps. Someone will cry from the crowd, 'And where were you during the critical days of our struggle?' And from 10,000 throats will come the answer, 'We were deep in the earth with our faces to the coal.'" You know, there are some jobs that are not very glamorous or glorious. There was a TV show you may have seen, ran for 10 seasons. It's called Dirty Jobs. And on the show, the host, Mike Rowe, he comes alongside individuals who do jobs we often forget about, like coal miners or sewer inspectors or meat processors or those who work on oil rigs. Right, really important work, but work that's not really that glorious or sought after. You know, in Jesus' day, a dirty job, a job that nobody wanted to do, was the job of foot washing. Foot washing was work given to servants or work given to slaves. And it was given to them again because nobody wanted to do it. No one chose to wash someone else's feet. Now, despite the fact that no one liked this work, foot washing was extremely common in Palestine. And that's because the roads of Palestine at this time were pure dirt. And so when you traveled, one of two things happened. It was dry weather, and that meant you found yourself walking in inches of dust, or it was wet, and you found yourself walking through mud. Add to this the fact that sandals were the standard shoes of the day, and you can figure out why people needed to wash their feet. And so that's what they did. At the front doors of most homes, you would find a big jug of water with a ladle and a towel, and upon entering the house, your feet would be washed. It was an act of service, an act of hospitality, an act of welcoming. But again, it was typically performed by someone who didn't pick to do that job. Now tonight, in our gospel reading, we read about Jesus washing the feet of his disciples. St. John says that Jesus got up from the table. He took off and laid down his outer robe. He tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began washing the disciples' feet, wiping them with the towel that was around him. So Jesus washed their feet. He took upon this humble work. And so the question that we are to ask tonight is, why? On this last night he has with them, why does he do this? What is he trying to teach us? Two things I want us to see tonight. I know it's late, so I'll make it easy for you. Just two points. First is this, and this is probably the most obvious thing to see. And that is, Jesus is teaching us that we are supposed to serve. Just as Jesus humbles himself and puts himself in the role of the servant, we are to do the same. Just as he picks up his cross for others, we are to pick up our crosses for others too. And this is obvious because Jesus says this to the disciples, to us. He says, "So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you." It's an example for us. And it's worth noting that Jesus serves in this way in the midst of his own suffering. He knows what's about to unfold, and we know that this was a time of great trial for him. And yet he doesn't draw inward, he doesn't inwardly protest, he doesn't feel sorry for himself, which is what I do when I find myself suffering. No, instead, he serves. And so it is worth just taking a moment to reflect on the simple question of, whose feet have I washed lately? Whose feet am I willing to wash? It's not very glamorous. How have I embraced the role of a humble servant? I invite you to ponder that simple question, because again, Jesus has set an example for us. So that's the first thing we're to take from this act. Here's the second. And I think, honestly, this is the real heart of the passage. The second thing we're supposed to see is that we are not just called to serve others. More importantly, we are to receive the service of Jesus. We're not just to serve, we are to receive from Jesus. And honestly, that's often a harder thing to do. Many churches on Monday, Thursday, as you know, participate in foot washing. And so after the sermon, what happens is you line up and you come to the front and you have your feet washed by another, and then you bend down and wash their feet. And I can tell you from experience, because I've done this many, many times, I can tell you it is much more uncomfortable to have your feet washed, to receive that act of service, than to wash the feet of another. It just is. It is much more uncomfortable to be served than to serve. This truth we find in our gospel passage. We remember what Peter said to Jesus. Peter says, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Never. I won't allow it. Jesus, I want to serve you. You aren't supposed to serve me. I'm supposed to serve you." And what does Jesus say back to Peter? Jesus says, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." No share with me. In other words, unless you let me serve you, you have no relationship with me. I think that should make us stop and pause for a second. I mean, all of us, we long for a relationship with Jesus. We long to deepen our relationship with him. How do we do that? He says, "You have no relationship with me unless you let me serve you." You know, elsewhere in the Gospels, Jesus says, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. The Son of Man did not come to be served. You see, the radical call to Christian discipleship is not a call to serve Jesus. Rather, it's a call to be served by him. Jesus does not want us to serve him. Right? The Son of Man did not come to be served. No, instead, he wants us to receive his gift of service. He wants us to let him wash our feet, to receive the love given to us on the cross. He's about to lay down his life on the cross for the disciples, for us. He wants us to receive that gift. And the truth is, this is hard. It's hard to receive, but it's what is asked of us. Jesus wants us to place ourselves completely into his hands, to discard our images of who he is and how one comes to God, and instead just receive him, the gift of him in his service to us. In other words, Jesus is asking us to enter into relationship with him on his terms and to allow our relationship to be defined by God's love and by God's love alone. Tonight, Jesus gets up from the table. He takes off his robe. He lays it down. He ties a towel around himself. He pours water into a basin and he gets on his knees to wash your feet. He's so close. It's so uncomfortable. Doesn't feel right. This should be flipped around. But Jesus says to each one of us, "Let me wash your feet. Let my love wash over you. Let me be your Savior. Let your relationship with me be defined by my love and my love alone. And then go out and share this love with others." Amen.